strategic risk tools. Risk must be understood at the strategic level so that a response can be formulated. A process for identifying and managing exceptions can help. Identifying and managing exceptions. At a strategic level, the process of identifying and managing exceptions involves determining the gaps that exist between desired and actual strategy, and then determining how to close those gaps. Note that at a tactical or operational level, exception management often takes the form of variance analysis, comparison of actual versus plan or forecast. Strategic gaps can be caused by internal or external forces. Internally, this might be a sudden change in business direction, a new merger or acquisition, internal resistance to a process improvement initiative, a computer system that is off schedule and over budget, or unexpected complexity due to global culture differences. External examples include a disruptive technology, an unanticipated change in the market, or a faster change in a product's life cycle than expected. Critics are just the sort of persons who are needed to point out when a strategy has misalignments or gaps. These gaps will eventually become so obvious that everyone will recognize that they exist, but by then, the impact on market share and so on will likely be difficult or impossible to repair. Becoming an organization with a culture that rewards critics for speaking up may take significant change management. Organizations can start by using tools such as anonymous surveys or brainstorming meetings where everyone is asked, for example, to give 5 reasons why a given strategy might fail. Another method of identifying exceptions is to have someone on staff whose role is to look at larger trends, the external environment, competitor actions, and long-term strategy. Resolving misalignments or gaps in strategy can also take the form of allowing decision-makers to use some common sense. While the policy of always shipping in full truckloads makes sense, there are times when the priority of a shipment to the customer is more important. A low-cost strategy might want to eliminate all redundancy, but there may be ways to customize and do a little of both. For example, an organization that wants to minimize cost but be more responsive could prioritize low cost for commodities while adding capacity flexibility for products with short life cycles. It can then buy on the market for commodities when there is a constraint. A final point about managing exceptions to strategy is that you need to determine if all system complexity is really necessary. Challenge assumptions regularly. A logistics network should be only as complex as it needs to be. Complex systems take more time and money to establish and are harder to change as strategy changes. While different networks may be needed for retail replenishment versus direct delivery, in markets with lower overall demand, it may be better to have one facility serve both functions. Finding ways to reduce one's asset footprint and outsourcing things that are too complex for the organization's current level of supply chain maturity are other options. An example of the latter is outsourcing imports and customs clearance. At an organizational level, limiting complexity is often facilitated by having fewer product varieties. Each new product or SKU adds a layer of logistical and inventory costs that must be supported. As described in Managing Operational Performance in Volatile Times, an APIC/PUC report, research by the Performance Measurement Group, an internal PUC organization, indicates that best-in-class supply chains have a similar number of customers and production and distribution assets as their average peer group, but have roughly 50% fewer distinct items for sale, fewer SKU groups. Maintaining only variety that is actually in demand increases flexibility and lowers the risk of unsold inventory and stockouts. Often the error is that the variety is created to satisfy demand, but this demand is insufficient to justify the variety. Smaller markets are better guided to existing product options.